One thing I've always loved about my work is solving hockey problems. Hi, this is Dennis Chigasola, author of The Nature of Our Game. And yes, I love hearing and then trying to solve the problems experienced by players, parents, and my fellow coaches. That in mind, I was thrilled to eventually be able to create a special message board within my CoachChick.com website. It's going along slowly right now, as folks get used to it, but those who have contributed so far have been absolutely awesome. Anyway, I thought I might let you know about some of the current topics being discussed as of now. A tricky one has to do with whether we should teach a system or X's and O's to young hockey players, like mites and squirts. I happen to think some positional teaching is necessary. However, what I think isn't important in the forum. No, I and others would like to hear all sorts of opinions. I pose the next question, asking folks to list what they see as tried and true hockey playing principles. I actually had a list for my older players to learn. They memorized them at first, but then we'd take a few minutes each week at our off-ice practice to hash over one or two of them. I'd let a player use the grease board or our model rink, and I'd ask him to explain to his teammates what a given principle meant. Anyway, what I'd really love is the input of others, with some principles I and others might not have considered. One coach asked, in a different forum, what others thought was the best way to teach offsides to new hockey players. I then posted that in our forum in hopes my friends might share their ideas. In recent years, I think huge expansion has created some serious problems within junior hockey, particularly in the United States. So I asked for thoughts on what others might do to design the ideal junior hockey organization. Now, some might not take me seriously here, but I posted a two-part question asking members how they hold a hockey stick. That question came after I noticed a supposed hockey guru saying something I knew was wrong in reference to holding and controlling a stick. All I'm doing in our forum, though, is polling where your dominant hand goes and which hand you use to control the stick's actions. In yet another quick poll, I asked folks around the hockey world how much time their league allows for pregame warm-ups. That came on the heels of an article I did recently about the warm-ups an older elite team was doing, and then realizing the fact that youth teams seldom get enough time to truly warm up. Another question asks what it takes to be a good hockey coach. What do you think? Have you seen some great coaches along the way, or some horror shows? I and a lot of others would love to hear your feelings there. Then, a guy commenting under a post on body checking suggested that today's equipment, with its hard plastic cups is causing as many injuries as it's helping to prevent. I thought that a great point and posted it on our discussion board in hopes of getting some other opinions. Okay, there are other questions there, and the new CC Hockey message board is also awaiting any questions that you might have gnawing at you. It's free to join that board. Just create a screen name, give yourself a password, and you're in for good. So, if any of what I've mentioned sparks some thoughts in your mind, maybe you'll come join us, huh? Oh, and I'll put a link to the discussion board in my show notes.